Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates actually to an objection regarding the Holy Quran. It is often objected that the surahs or the Quranic surahs do not reflect their content. So how can they be named so? Thus, for example, we know that Surah Baqarah is named after a small incident which is narrated in the surah. The surah itself, we know, is the lengthiest surah of the Quran. It constitutes 286 verses. So it is contended that how can a small incident which is mentioned in that surah be such that the whole surah should be named after that incident. Similar is the case, of course, with a number of other surahs. Thus, for example, we know that Surah Nisa, of course, does not reflect its content. We know that in Arabic, the word Nisa means women. And of course, there are some directives and guidance provided in the surah regarding women. But it is not the case that the whole surah deals with women. So it is often objected at why is it so that the Quranic surahs do not reflect their contents. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the way in which the Quranic surahs have been named is not the same as generally what we are used to. We need to also understand the fact that most of the Quranic surahs have been named by the Sahaba or the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the way in which they would name surahs was not the way in which we generally would name our own articles or chapters or books. Of course, we name our own articles and chapters and books, and whenever we name our such articles or written compositions, they are meant to reflect the content of that particular composition. Thus, for example, if I write a book on women, or if I write an article on women, obviously it would reflect all its content would reflect women, or it would relate to women. However, this is not the case with the Sahaba. We know that the Arabs were not used to keeping the names as such that the names would reflect the contents of that surah. On the very contrary, what they would do is they would keep the names of the surahs after a particular incident or an outstanding peculiar word or some incident which is mentioned in that surah. And after that name, they would generally keep the name of the surah. So this is what the way of the Sahaba was. Thus, for example, if Surah Baqarah is named so, it is not meant to convey the contents of the surah. It actually is meant to convey the fact that there is a surah in which this incident is mentioned. And the way of the Arabs was that they would just pick out a word of that surah which would stand out and then just name that surah after that name. We also need to understand that there are surahs which begin with the abbreviated letters or the huruf muqatta'at. They are also the names of the surahs and they have been divinely kept. Of course, these are the surahs which begin with these letters in which the names have been divinely kept. However, here too, they are not meant to reflect the whole contents of the surah. So it needs to be understood that the way in which Arabs would keep names was not the same as we are used to. As I said, their taste would be that they would pick out a certain word which would stand out in a surah and then name that surah after it. And that particular name was not meant at all to reflect the contents of the surah. This is something that we are used to. So we need to understand that there are some things that we are used to, some things which are the norms and conventions of our society, and there were other conventions and norms which belong to the Arab society. In the Arab society, as I said, the Sahaba who have kept most of the names of the surah, when they kept those names, they never intended that those names would reflect the contents of the surah. What they intended was that that particular name would actually reflect a particular incident or happening or some word that would stand out in that surah. So this has to be absolutely clear in our minds. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ